Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
All right. Jump in, jump out. Introduce yourself. My name is Squidward.
What?
Hey, I'm 9. Hey, I'm fine. Hey. All right. Jump in, jump out. Introduce yourself.
My name is Crystal, and I am hungry.
You know what? Okay. You just didn't make it fun at all. Like, the point was that it was supposed to be, like, our names for the week. Supposed to be you jump in, you jump out.
Oh, I completely missed that part. Sorry.
You've never jumped in and jumped out and
I've
then introduced.
Only jumped in and jumped out with white girls in middle school, and it did not sound like that.
How did it go?
It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My name's Crystal, and I say hi.
You stop
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Back
nope,
it up and
I'm
meet
stop
my friend.
You right there. We're actually finished, and don't you ever.
I didn't
do
hear
that
black girl shit till high school. Sorry.
Excuse me.
I do feel like I missed out though.
You damn sure did.
Anyway, who are you this week? Because I missed it.
I'm Squidward.
Oh, Squidward from yes. SpongeBob?
Yes, my spirit animal, sort of.
He's so grumpy all exactly. the time. That's not... I need you to all aim higher.
All he wants is peace and quiet. That's all he wants.
And to be a bitch to everybody.
Well, that's because everybody is fucking ridiculous. Have you watched SpongeBob?
Of course I have. Of
They're
course.
All dumb.
No, they are. They're all dumb as hell.
SpongeBob's the bottom. Patrick is like
Patrick
dumb
is
as a box of rocks.
Yes.
Krabs is greedy as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandy
is just,
doesn't even belong there.
Sandy,
she's the black one.
Every time I see Sandy in that
she's so
in that fishbowl, I'm just like, girl, what are you? How are you a squirrel from Texas?
She doesn't. They don't even appreciate her.
I love Sandy. I actually love that show, but I don't think you
Squidward.
Should aspire to be Squidward.
I'm not aspiring. I just understand that we have a lot in common, and
yeah.
I think he's misunderstood. And you know what? It's fine.
Doesn't Squidward play the clarinet, though? Like, badly?
He tries.
There's a neighbor.
And that's what also pisses him off. Well, we're not alike in this manner. But SpongeBob slays him and everything, and he's just always like, it just increases
yes.
his hatred for that queen across
Squidward
the street.
Squidward is actually a hater. Like,
you know
he
what?
Hates on SpongeBob.
No.
He does. He hates on SpongeBob's happiness.
When they started, yeah, when the show started, he did. Because
oh,
the nigga was always
okay.
laughing. He's got that annoying ass, like, Michelet laugh.
I'm not.
And so it's just
I'm
like.
I'm not doing this with you.
Is it her? Or maybe I'm thinking of LaToya Jackson.
I don't know.
Or both of them. But anyway, yeah, whatever. The point is, I understand Squidward.
Okay.
And I'd like to have Mr. Krabs' money and live in Texas like Sandy.
Okay. Well,
and eat
yeah.
whatever I want like Patrick.
Aim high, dream big.
My leg.
Yes.
Okay, so should we just start?
Yeah, let's just dive right into whatever's going on this week.
Okay, well, first up, should we do a Beyoncé update? A
yes, of course.
J'Longe.
My favorite person. I'm ready to talk about her.
J'Longe.
Who is that?
I just like mixed up Jay-Z, Solange, Beyonce.
Jay Longe.
So it's kind of like lingerie.
That's better than Solange Gate, which is just so, your niggas are so dramatic. Jay Longe, that's sexy. That's classy.
You know, I try.
It sounds like a Talenti flavor.
Anyway, Beyonce released a statement, or Beyonce told Parkwood to release a statement. And they did. And...
Ooh.
It basically said, I mean, I'm not going to get into, you know, the exact quote,
yeah.
but it basically, in the nicest, most professional, I am friends with Oprah and Michelle Obama way,
mm-hmm.
she basically said, all my niggas is good.
That's true.
Put that shit in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We're a family.
Yes.
mind your goddamn business.
Also, kiss my yellow ass.
And Solange was neither drunk or high.
Yes, she did. She cleared that up.
She was just pissed.
And that's just what happens when Solange is angry. As a family, we have worked through it, so we will kindly ask you niggas to mind your own goddamn business now. Which, I mean, honestly, I'm surprised that she even put a statement out, but since she did, I'm not shocked that that's what it says.
I'm not, because it was just like, it was everywhere. Like, everywhere you go, everywhere. Somebody, like, my mama asked me what I thought about it. Like, wow. Everyone. Just yeah. Like, people at Duane Reade, like, have you heard about it?
And niggas were hysterical. Like nobody could focus on anything else going on in life. Like, even at work, which, you know where I work, so you understand why everybody's
drowned
going nuts.
Drowned out poor Jasmine Sullivan single?
Oh, yeah, Jasmine Sullivan, poor thing, released her single just a few hours earlier. Like, oh, girl, damn. The Carter Family shit fucked up your single.
Was at home like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, really, bitch? This random Monday? Are you fucking joking, Beyonce? Like, pissed. Yes. I'm sorry, Jasmine. Try it again this week.
The family all went down to New Orleans together and took some photos. Yes. And, you know, Miss Tina was up in there. Let me tell you something. I know Miss Tina group call everyone.
I know she did.
Everybody get your asses down here right now.
All of you, whether I birth you or not, get your ass to New Orleans.
I don't give a fuck about none of that on the run, running back, whatever you call that tour that y'all are doing. Bring your ass right now.
Y'all ain't doing nothing but sitting up, going to basketball games anyway. Get your black asses on the airplane, because we gonna work. This family got to be that fit.
They have got to be it.
Yes. Blue Ivy was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but you niggas is gonna work it out today.
Blue was like, girl, I have transitioned from bun to kinky twist. So
I mean, bitch, it's summer and my afro is prospering. So.
I have got on my young mini sundress here.
Okay.
And my hair is just kissing the breeze, sweetheart. Basically, I don't give a fuck about any of what you're
I'm over
about.
Here doing protein treatments and shit, and I'm getting fucking alerts from TMZ and Media Takeout talking about you niggas is squabbing in elevators. I don't have time.
Look at my feet. Did you see the photo with her foot over her feet?
Look at the bottom of my foot, bitch, and rejoice in its glory.
Have you ever in your day
toes, bitch,
seen a toe so fresh?
Fresh out my Oshkoshes or whatever the fuck these kids is wearing, stride rights and shit. I love Blue Ivy.
Anyway, so we still don't know what that was about. We never will.
And you won't. So, speaking of On the Run, though, bitch.
The trailer.
I'm sorry. I got
that
so excited.
Was very, first of all, it attacks me. Beyonce has this way of doing these, like, drive-by attacks.
Yes.
Then I'm not sure how I feel about it.
It's
because
rude.
You can't just do that. You can't just be like, oh, hey.
I was
that?
Having a regular day. Like, she does this after Scandal. I was like, oh, man, gotta relax. And then, bam, the album.
Like, that was rude.
That was rude
for several reasons.
We were already tired.
We were just, like, exhausted from what Shonda had just put us through. And then this bitch would come out of nowhere and be like, album, bye. It was like,
wait a minute, bitch. Like, ain't you on stage right now? What the fuck you mean, album?
Bitch, do you think you're the Knight Rider? What are you doing?
That was bad enough. But for this bitch to turn around and drop this professional movie trailer on, like, a Saturday night. Like, what? Beyonce.
How those lean cuisines?
How are you guys doing? Watching SNL? That's cool.
That's a nice Hot Pocket.
Okay, did you think you were going to bed? Because mama's got a YouTube if you want to see it.
Okay. Trailer! Bitch! Beyonce! I'm out! Like, she just, and then she just, like, swoops into the shadows like Darkwing Duck.
They haven't even acknowledged it. Like, oh, well, yeah, just a thing.
She just put, like, a 15-second thing on Instagram. Like, oh, hey, girl.
So I'm watching this movie trailer, and it's amazing. It's perfect. Like, I'm actually excited to see this movie. And then at the end comes this rude-ass coming never in giant block letters and www.nevercoming.com, where you can watch the trailer for this movie that looks amazing over and over and over and realize every single time that it's not going to fucking happen.
You know what, though? I'm actually not mad at that.
No, I'm not mad at it either. I just, only these niggas would spend this kind of money on a real, like, it looks so real and so good.
It looked very Michael Bay.
Real ass actors in it, nigga. Sean Penn.
Don Cheadle.
Bitch.
Guillermo Diaz, a.k.a. Huck.
Oh, and he replied to me on Twitter.
You're a lying bitch.
No, I'm not. I said on Saturday. I said, oh my God, it must have been so hard to keep this a secret. And he was like, it was.
Why does this always happen to you?
I don't know.
Anyway, you should have asked him what the fuck is going on with him and that bitch Quinn. But we'll discuss that at another time. Blake Lively.
Yes.
Who I would have preferred Leighton Meester, but that's always because, that's only because Blair Waldorf will forever shit on Serena Vanderwoods. And I don't expect for you to understand what I'm talking great. About. And that's fine. But I a lot gossip, of the girl. Listeners, thank you. Blair Waldorf will forever be the supreme.
Okay.
Rashida Jones, Emmy Rossum. By the way, I thought it was funny that Emmy Rossum's character was a cop and she was shooting at Beyonce in damn near point blank range. And the bullets were like, nope, not hitting the queen. Can't do it. Nope. Mm-mm.
And I think she said that that part was given to her. Like, at first she wasn't supposed to be a police officer, but then Beyonce wanted her to do it. Like, she didn't want to shoot at Beyonce. Because you know the stands, like the crazy ones, mm-hmm. will tweet actors and be like, so you shooting at my queen, bitch? Like, people are crazy.
They're very peaches from Dirty Shame. Probably approach her ass in the street. So that's what you thought you was going to do? You thought you were going to not catch all my bitch? That's what you thought you were doing?
Nigga, that movie, look, Beyonce just laying there looking like a golden ass biscuit in a swimming pool surrounded by hunnits, like nothing but hunnits. And just, it just looked so good. And then coming, never.
Like, I thought it was great. Because you know something?
I was unable.
I'm glad that they're not doing like a film for it. Like, I feel like it's just kind of like, not to say it's expected, but I feel like a whole movie, although I would have watched it like 17 times over. I like the fact that it was something they did for fun as promotion for the tour. And I'm sure they're probably going to use like this same theme and probably some more footage of it throughout the actual concerts. Mm-hmm. Like, it's probably like a lot of tour content from this. But I just love the fact that, you know, we got to see them all cute together and playing his characters.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
I did too. I thought it was adorable and so good. So very well put together.
Right.
It looked really professional. Like, bitch, when, I mean, I hate to keep saying when will your fave, but honestly, like, how, Beyonce, how are these other girls ever supposed to catch up if you keep shitting like this? I just, it's unfair. It's not even, what are they supposed to do? You just do nothing. When Beyonce and Jay-Z release a fucking movie trailer and then put Never Coming to promote their fucking tour, what, you other girls have no, there's no hope for y'all hoes. Like, you just have to.
Basically, like, we just spent all of this money for fuck's sake.
Yeah, just to fuck with y'all's emotions on a random Saturday night. We hope you have a good day. We just enjoy spending your money that way. Just another day.
And we'll see you.
So about that, Beyonce.com/tour to get your tickets. I'm so excited for this show.
Moving forward, I didn't watch the Billboard. I don't think either of us watched the Billboard Awards.
No, we were getting ready for our Bravo thing.
Yeah, we did watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun.
It was. And we got to get drunk. So
we got so drunk.
They gave us drinks before we went on camera. And then every commercial break, they brought more drinks. So
she's like, oh, you can have all of the drinks up here. It doesn't matter. You don't need just one.
At first, we thought the drinks were decoys, so we didn't drink them at all that first segment.
And a man came up and he was like, girl, why are you going to drink these? It was like, oh no, I thought that these were for the, no, drink
he was
up.
Like, drink it drink now. Up. We're like, oh, okay. More. You do not have to tell us twice. We will drink whatever. Shit.
Thanks to everyone over there at Watch What Happens Live and Bravo for asking us to come.
That was dope.
And for those of you who haven't seen it, you can go on Bravo TV, I think, or whatever the website's called. You can go on the website and find some clips, including one where Crystal got rather snippy with one of the doctors.
Oh, that was the after show.
She tried it.
She did try it. Don't bring up Beyonce.
She tried to
Don't
get
say
cute.
Anything disparaging about Beyonce in my presence, because I will go ahead and gather you together. Like, that lady was very
nice.
But
it wasn't even just about us. It wasn't even about Beyonce. Like, she almost tried to come for us.
Yeah, she was like, so y'all think that's normal reference in the fight in the elevator? Like, girl, who said it was normal?
And Crystal put up the Blue Ivy hand real quick, like, ma'am, first of all, no one said normal. We said understandable. Like, Crystal had to quick, fast get her together.
Yes.
And the lady,
she was like, oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. Let me leave.
Like,
we,
because I'm not the one. Don't.
This ain't your moment. No. Like, it's your moment, but it's not your
moment.
Right.
This is your,
don't make it a moment.
No. We talking about Beyonce right now. You go over there and talk about vaginas or whatever you talking about.
Okay, you had your 30 minutes.
But when it comes to Beyonce, let me, I got this. I don't need no help. Shit. I know this shit.
Yeah, so the point is.
Yes, we had a good time at Bravo.
Billboard Awards.
So we did not.
But I heard, you know, typical things. Sounded like any old award show these days. None but white people won, and another Kardashian proved that education is not a priority in their house.
Oh my God, that girl.
What
the Michael Jackson, hologram?
I heard that was creepy and not good. And what else happened?
I'm sorry, I don't want to see Michael Jackson perform again no more. He's gone. Let him be gone.
Yes, it's like the hologram when they did it with Tupac was just like so like what the it was right. so great it was but now they're just like oh let's see who else we can bring back from the dead.
The holograms can only be done
okay.
once.
It's all right. We don't need that.
Nope. It doesn't have to happen.
That.
Don't
actually,
do that no more.
A lot of people were creeped out by the Tupac hologram.
I was, especially because he said, "What's up, Coachella?" Like, oh,
Yeah, still for that.
See, I don't know how you, what kind of white magic y'all.
I'm actually like, my skin just
makes
crawled,
me uncomfortable
actually.
That he said that. So no.
To feel like an M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay, I feel like you were gonna say something else before we started talking about.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez won. She got an Icon Award.
Okay.
And cut off one of the sleeves of the Mrs. Carter tour dresses and performed it.
Listen, J-Lo is like, I can't even knock the hustle.
You can't.
And she's gorgeous and looks amazing. Like,
and
for
she
any
has
age.
Paid her
she
God
has.
Damn dues. Like, I don't like none of that. I don't. I can't
it.
Do
no.
that. None of that featuring Pitbull.
No.
Italian no. concert mm-mm. shit, can't. Festival. I can't do any of that with you, miss.
But when she first came out?
But Waiting for Tonight?
Yes.
Oh,
nigga.
Oh.
I used to love me some Jennifer Lopez. And then my mama loves all. My mama is a big romantic comedy fan. So she loves Jennifer Lopez movies.
Nobody stands for Jennifer Lopez like Ja Rule.
Nope, that's true.
They changed the game.
Ja Rule and that gravelly ass, sing-songy ass shit. Them niggas made hits.
And I love a lot of her movies. I can tell, like, I'm not mad at her winning the Icon Award at all. I just am not really a big fan of her music as of late.
Yeah, no, but she looks amazing and
she's... That Love You Poppy song is trash.
It's just...
And I don't care what anybody says it, and I know lots of you girls up in, you know, my cousins in Washington Heights and surrounding areas, y'all live for it. And that's fine, and I'm not trying to give you... like, do you?
Right.
I... hate it.
I don't like that song
a
at
terrible
all. No.
song. And I liked what she was trying to do with the video, like, oh, men objectify women in their videos all the time, so we're gonna objectify men in the video. And have you seen the video for it?
Of course not. Well, no, I'm not going out of my way to look that up. No, I sure don't.
So how would you?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so yeah,
I've been to more than enough.
It's a very interesting, like, let's flip the script and just like objectify men instead, since they do, and I like appreciated the message, but just overall I hate it. I hate all of it. I don't want to be part of this.
I mean, but Jennifer Lopez has she does at least have the career and the longevity.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to start off, you know, being a fly girl on In Living Color and to be here, nigga, like you, that is the definition of the come up. Yes. It's somebody, I read this on the internet, apparently this is her first time she's going to be performing in the Bronx for the first time in like her entire career.
What?
Like, she's never performed in the Bronx before, which I'm sorry, I don't blame you, Jennifer, because like, not even trying to hate on the Bronx right now, but y'all niggas know how the Bronx is.
You know the Yankee Stadium is up there. She could have done a little something.
But
you couldn't even go sing from the home of the goddamn Braves. Like, you couldn't. You couldn't sing nothing? The
Have
land
they ever
of the
asked
free?
Her to sing? Is she a live vocalist? I honestly don't know,
you know
this.
What?
I'm not trying
you
to be shady,
me back
but...
to reality just now. Never mind.
The last Jennifer Lopez performance I saw was for Louboutins, and it was horrible.
Oh,
it was a goddamn disgrace, and I did not want that to happen again.
That
so,
song too.
But you know, BX, stand up or whatever. You know, congratulations, Jennifer. I'm not going to hate on you.
Remy Ma is getting out July 31st.
What?
Get on your fucking feet, Bronx. I'm ready for that.
I know you are. That's just right up your hood rat rap alley. You are just so-
Love me some Reminisce.
Wait, is that what Remy stands for?
Yeah, I think
it's short for Reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
It's so, something. That is interesting.
Sierra, congratulations. Sierra gave birth to her baby. Finally.
Yes.
Her and Future had a baby, 9 pounds, 10 ounces.
That's a good size baby.
That is a bus size baby. God. Isn't an average baby like, what, 6-7 pounds?
I think it is somewhere around between 6 and 8, something like that. Jesus. 9 is a little big, but I mean, it ain't like she gave birth to a linebacker. I heard of a lady
and
in
then
Texas
you
having a
13 love it anyway.
Baby.
Like, yeah. It just rips open your whole body and then you just love it.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
Like, you're actually excited about this giant thing that just shoved itself through
it
down
like
your birth canal.
It moves around and like coughs in your body for months. Jesus. I don't know how y'all do it. Women are so underappreciated.
Oh,
unappreciated. It's just, I can't. Fuck. Just the thought of it.
But she looked so good. She was twerking on Instagram 4 days before she had that baby. Like, she looks amazing.
Such a pretty pregnant woman.
She was really gorgeous. Like, just, man, I know when I get pregnant, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be Kim Kardashian times 100 because we're about the same height and I'm significantly fatter than she is. So it's going to be like, oh, bitch, I'm out here waddling like fucking Veruca Salt, that bitch from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when she ate that gum and swole up.
I actually hate you.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what the fuck I'm going to be looking like. It's going to be bad business.
The child's name.
Like, God damn it, I really thought you was going to skip this.
Girl, you know I wasn't.
Shit.
The child's name is Future.
Get the fuck.
Zahir, or maybe Zahir, but I'm going to say Zahir.
Okay.
Wilburn.
Mm-hmm.
Future.
Yes. Well.
Zahir.
I guess they wanted to name him after his daddy, but she drew the line.
But that's not his
Nevadius.
Goddamn name.
I would rather be named Future than Nevadius. Or whatever Future's, however
Why
you pronounce Future's real
name. Why couldn't they just
name
the boy Zahir Future Wilburn?
I would prefer that too, but
you know what?
Not my baby.
I'm going to actually do a video, maybe, about baby names, because I think that someone needs to say something. Like, okay. Someone's got to do something at this point, because it's not about you. And that's the thing that parents seem to be forgetting. It's not, but you know what? Congratulations, new life. And motherhood and all of that is beautiful.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Little Future
his
is
name
about to
is
be
on the certificate.
The king of Atlanta. Let that baby, you know, run around and
Prince
be Future.
Of past yes. Crunk and B. And that's fine.
Absolutely. Growing up with Northwest
name
and shit.
Your children, whatever you want. All that really matters is that I don't have any.
Oh, okay. Well, as long
and
as
we keep it that way.
Okay. Well,
moving on.
Yeah. The name is unconventional, but celebrities tend to do this to their children. So.
It's because they want them to be on like those magazine covers or like, have, you know what I mean? Like, oh, baby Apple and baby Surrey. And
yeah.
Like, you know how they all call these babies baby until they're 8?
Okay, but no shade to Sierra because obviously she's way more famous than I am. But Future ain't going to be on the cover of nothing but Sister to Sister.
I'm talking
Black
about
Hair
like
Meg.
Hip Hop Weekly and
yeah.
Us and People and those
right.
Like, magazines
it's not about
that
to be no
out
Vogue
every week
shit.
At Publix.
Even though Sierra's, I think she did a Vogue shoot when she was pregnant and she looked really good in that
she
too.
She looked great.
She just, ugh. Bitch, how do you slay throughout your entire pregnancy? Goddamn. Ugh. So mad.
She's very pretty.
Anyway, though. Congratulations on the baby. His arm on Instagram looked very cute.
Very bright.
Yes.
Okay.
Excited.
Greg Hardy, who plays for the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume this is a national football team.
Correct. You get a prize.
Yay for me. Greg Hardy was arrested on charges of threatening and assaulting his 24-year-old girlfriend, Nicole, over a brief relationship that she once had with Nelly.
What? This is not still
this
happening.
This is the 17th time.
This is not still happening.
That Nelly's name has come up in some drama.
Nelly, who
some
have you not
that
fucked?
That he's not dating.
How? Who has Nelly not? Like, Nelly's kind of starting to look like a hoe. Like, why is your name continuously in the news? I mean, you know, I don't. I try not to
you know
call
what it was
because y'all get sensitive. Hoes get sensitive. But damn.
You
like,
know what it was?
What? What was it?
Nelly, he ate his fucking vitamins. I don't want to say steroids because I don't know this nigga. And that's like a serious thing. You know, I
yeah,
don't know.
Well, vitamins.
But Herbalife, whatever the fuck this nigga's been doing, got all buff. And then the pussy just came out. And it's probably, he probably had plenty of pussy before that. I don't
yeah.
know. It's just, the point is.
So he whooped his girlfriend's ass because she fucked Nelly.
Apparently
once?
Beat her ass
what?
Because of the relationship that she had with Nelly. So.
What, did he think she was a virgin who had never slept with anybody? And even if he did, why would you fight her because she had sex with somebody? That's stupid. Nigga, did you sleep with somebody before you met her? What's the issue here? Do we know any of the details?
She stated in documents for the court that they were trying to work things out. They were in bed together one Tuesday morning, and he just snapped. I also read that, his attorney is obviously trying to say that she got violent with him first and such. Mm-hmm. I heard that there were some 911 calls, and someone said that she hit him in the face with her shoe. But the neighbor called and said that Greg was, quote, beating Nicole's ass.
Damn. So there's a witness. Well, that'll fuck it up every time.
And I think there was another call from a neighbor who said that they didn't want to have their name involved
either.
Because they're scared of it.
Yeah, I would not either. Don't. Nope. Keep my name out of that
shit. Oh, I missed the part where they said he threw her on a couch covered in guns.
Why would you have, you know what?
You know what? I don't even know why.
I just am so perplexed
by
this.
Let this be a strong red alert.
Yes, absolutely.
For all of you young women who play cheerleading. were cheerleaders in high school.
Yes.
And mean to bitches and had not a very bright future academically. And decided that she wanted to turn your lives into maxi dresses.
Why do you do
and
this?
Possible reality shows by finding the right athlete at a club to get pregnant by. Lord. Now, I'm not saying that this is Nicole, because I don't know your life, Nicole.
Right.
I don't know you, nigga. I don't even watch your sports. Right? This is real. And there have been so many athletes in the past year alone that have been in the news for beating the shit out of their girlfriends.
Yeah.
Or some other random woman. Or just killing a bunch of niggas.
Right.
Like,
this happens, sadly, way too frequently. Like, ugh. This nigga had a bunch of guns laid out on the couch, though. I'm trying to get a visual of why you would throw somebody on a couch covered in guns. Like,
so they get the picture. That's not funny.
That was terrible. You
are but I mean, like,
shit at all, goddamn.
I mean, if you're gonna throw, like, if you mean to throw some blood, that's a place to go.
Yeah, I mean, but on a like, nigga,
unless she was a real ass bitch and grabbed one of them,
you were just completely fuckless at that point.
Then she would have been wrong. If you would have threw her on top of one of them guns, and then she would have popped one of them kneecaps off, and her ass couldn't play football for her anymore.
Right?
Oh my goodness, she ruined the Carolina.
If she would have pulled like a Mr. Well, she did not ruin. First of all,
whatever. We're not doing that. I don't speak your ESPN. I don't speak your whatever Sunday night
things.
Football. I don't know what that means.
Anyway, she would not have been her fault if the Panthers were garbage, because it's the Panthers. But if she would have just, you know, pulled like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith and just grabbed one of them guns and popped his ass off a couple of times in the leg, it would have been crazy. Bitch goes crazy and shoots NFL player, blah, blah, blah. So, again, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened here, but this is fucked up.
Well, I read that the court seized his firearms, so.
That is the bare goddamn minimum you could do if somebody beat their girlfriend's ass.
Well, I mean, he was already arrested, so now he's got to, I guess, wait trial or whatever and wait for his career to be ruined.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what comes out in court, but you niggas whooping your girlfriend's ass because it's a Tuesday or
get
whatever.
Get a grip.
This
over
is ridiculous. Nelly? Really? Nelly? Over anybody, really. But Nelly? Like, she fucked Nelly and you mad? You that mad? It's Nelly. Like, come on. Not even no shade to Nelly, but nigga, get for real. It ain't like she fucked the president.
Last one.
You look so depressed.
I'm just like, what is with all these niggas just being like, oh, let me just punch this girl or choke her? Or like, anyway, okay. Yeah. Last one. Okay. Rob Kardashian is sick of you niggas calling him fat.
Yes.
He knows he is fat.
He does.
And he's tired of your goddamn guff.
Not trying to play it off as thick. Rob Kardashian knows he's chunky. That is not a secret to him.
I didn't even know this was still happening. This nigga is gigantic.
I didn't either. I haven't seen him in such a long time. They've basically pretended he doesn't exist. So when he was...
Didn't they always kind of do that? But now that he's big, they were just like, don't come out.
They were like, so just stay in your room and knit the socks or whatever you do,
right.
But don't come
they
around.
They put that nigga under
the
staircase
on.
Like Harry Potter.
Oh, North got a FaceTime to see Uncle Rob. Like, Kim, don't let... No, your fat germs might rub off on my baby. I can't. Can't have a fat baby.
There were some pictures of Rob leaving, I'll just say, at the airport.
I thought he was headed to Paris for the wedding.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And, you know, paparazzi caught his ass. And Twitter had a field day.
Yeah, they did. People were actually really mean about this. When I saw it, I honestly thought something was wrong with him. Like, maybe he's still depressed over that light-skinned wannabe Rihanna girl who broke up with him a couple of years ago. Or maybe he
light-skinned
just
Rihanna wannabe.
Can't believe that Chloe got all his shine now that she
lost
the little
weight.
Shine that he had. She lost some weight and got rid of Lamar. And so now niggas is obsessed with her. So it's just kind of like
to her in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Because I was beginning to live. Well, I wasn't beginning to live, but I was beginning to enjoy her.
Yeah.
Anyway, he got on Twitter and basically said, you know, I know that I'm fat and all you blogs talk that I'm in fat camp or I'm rehab, and he's not. And he'll, when he's ready to lose weight, he'll go to the gym and do that and whatever. Ha ha ha. I'm fat. Big deal.
Right. I got money.
And basically, and since you have money, I'm sure that you also have resources like personal chefs and trainers and gym memberships. Like, you really just want to be fat.
Yeah, it's not an issue of, oh, I just can't stop, you know, my weight. It's when you have that kind of money and you're overweight, it's because you just don't have, I mean, unless something's medically wrong or you're depressed or whatever else, you're not really, he said, he's not trying.
I had these kind of niggas money.
Hmm.
I'd look like fucking Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Because there's no excuse. Know.
You have the money to have chefs come in and make you romaine lettuce that tastes like Doritos. You have it. Okay. You have the money. So why? Anyway.
Maybe you want to be fat. Maybe you don't
and
mind
if he
being.
Wants to, hey.
It's a lot of people who are fat and do not care to lose weight. So if and that's if, you, then go right. That's what Rob said. He was like, I'll lose weight when I'm good and damn ready.
And that's his black
Until
ass
then,
business.
You'll just have to call me fat because that's what I am. But yeah, of course, the internet went nuts with it.
Chloe like jumped in and said the whole, oh, I love you, Rob, my brother. You guys are so disgusting for calling people names, picking on them. You should be ashamed of yourself for judging people. And you don't even know. And it was all like very true.
It was. It was real after school specialist, though. Like, okay,
but at
Chloe.
The same time, sweetheart, let us not forget
oh, God.
That all of you are famous. For telling your business.
Come on.
That is why you're here. Your sister got fucked on camera. Your mama turned that shit into a reality show. And for however many countless seasons you have been in our goddamn lives for telling your business. For having cameras invade your privacy for the world to see. So now that your brother has gone from fucking Tom Hardy to motherfucking a Hardy sandwich. I don't know, like... What do you expect?
What do you want us to do?
Like,
especially,
I mean, I'm not saying that it's okay to make fun of him for being fat, but I'm saying like you have to understand. And then if he's not even trying to lose the weight, like what do you expect to happen? Like, you know, people are gonna get on Twitter and make fat jokes or whatever. So shut your ass up. Like, duh, people gonna judge you because that's how you get paid.
Yeah, and people judge everybody. Like, you don't even have to be as famous as the Kardashians
Thank
to get
you.
It. It comes to all of us, every last one of us. From the smallest to the biggest gets made fun of or judged in one way or the other. And I understand sticking up for your brother, but girl.
And if you were so worried about judgment, then maybe you would not be prancing around with that married rapper.
Okay, I'm not trying to hear nothing about morality from
married.
Khloe Kardashian.
Meanwhile, I'm hearing that he was with Trina.
Oh, yeah.
Left Trina's ass. Mind you, he's still married to
right.
someone that's not her. To get with you, you still married. They talk about Lamar can't get in the club because both of y'all asses in the club.
Right.
But you don't want nobody to judge you?
Mm.
With all that Elmer's glue that you injected in your ass, that you still trying to convince... Why are y'all still trying to convince us that this is natural? They got the youngest one over here looking like a damn Monster's High doll. She's
it ain't
over
even
here.
Right. It ain't even right how Kylie Jenner looks like now more. Like, they literally... I don't think she's had, like, maybe surgery. Maybe she
oh,
has, maybe she hasn't.
Absolutely.
But that girl's lips ain't normal at all.
I don't want to hear about none of that shit. All these excuses that you Kardashian stans have been trying to use with that girl. I gave them a chance because their last names are actually Jenner. And so, you know what? I felt a little bit different about
yeah.
it. Like, okay, let me, whatever. And then the other one that can't read, she is
Kendall.
Sickening
yeah.
and walks fine. And then I saw the picture of the other one. I was like, okay, she's a cute girl. And then someone somehow sent me to her Instagram the other day, and I said, this is not the same person.
No, this 15-year-old all of a sudden looks 30, like she's Kim 2.0. Kris Jenner.
Maybe she's born with it. Mm-mm. Maybe it's Maybelline. Or maybe it's Dr. Fix That Shit down the street that your mama has had the whole damn clan going to. Bitch, we're not stupid. Okay? Now, if Kylie Kendall fucking Crispity Crunchity, whatever the fuck, whichever one, if she wanted to plump them girls up for her 15th, 16th birthday and you obliged, that's your business. You was giving Kim fucking birth control at 15. Yeah. So we don't know what the hell your family's capable of. All I'm saying is you all are famous. Why do we keep having to do this?
Why?
Anyway.
Why?
Whatever.
And Rob's after fat. Rob did Rita Ora calling her a slut and a hoe and saying she fucked all these dudes and everything, don't expect me to have sympathy for you after you put Rita Ora, like, drug her ass through the dirt after y'all broke up. Long ass. I don't even think that was last year. I think that was 2012.
It was.
And he went on this whole internet rage about how he gave his heart to some slut and all this other shit and she fucked,
and she
all,
fucked
these guys,
all these guys.
Blah, blah.
And I said, bitch, you must have ate every last one of them.
Yep, that must be it, because you up here mad as hell for no fucking reason. Like, if it's over, it's over. But don't get online talking about how your ex is such a slut and she fucked all these niggas and blah blah blah. And now that you chunky as hell, you want us to feel sorry for you, or your sister want us to take time out to be nice to you. Like, I'm not, I never said anything to Rob Kardashian about being fat, because what, I look like clowning somebody for being fat? But nigga, I wish I would have sympathy or empathy for your ass after you acted over that girl that I really cannot even name a Rita Ora song. So don't confuse me for a fan. I'm just saying, don't slut shame her ass like she really did something. Like, if she wants to fuck a bunch of niggas, that's her business. You want to talk about somebody and then want protection from being talked about, it don't work like that.
Well, he doesn't seem to be the one who wants protection from being
Chloe
talked about.
Ass either. Shit, just ridiculous. All y'all,
I
just go to Paris.
You would just leave us alone. Yeah, just go there and don't come back.
Kanye said he was gonna move his family out the country so we couldn't see where they stay, and I really
hope extended family count.
Take all of them.
The
take
whole
all
lot.
The entire kit and motherfucking caboodle. Move all their asses to France. I'm not mad at all. I saw Kim and North going into Givenchy. North looking just gorgeous. Just
she has perfected the
angelic light skin baby face. She's just so cute.
She looks just like her daddy.
She does. She looks like Kanye. But just stay. I have no problem with you niggas staying over there at all. Please feel free.
Please
to keep your asses over
there. Kanye looks happier every time he's in Paris.
Yes.
Than he is when he's in America.
Kim looks better in Paris. I don't know what happened. She just looks so much nicer when she's overseas. And
so just take all of them. Just
North,
everybody get out.
North in here judging all the couture. Just all of y'all go.
Just leave.
Y'all over there for the wedding, this ridiculous wedding y'all having at Versailles. Just stay.
Even Mason. I live for Mason.
But
he can
go.
Get out too.
Mason, Penelope, all of y'all.
Get
even
out.
Even Courtney, who I think has by far the most sense out of anybody in that
the
goddamn family.
The only one with some sense.
Courtney said, let me tell you what. I'm going to go to college, and then I'm going to meet a man and have some kids and have a regular ass life. You hoes want to be out here doing tricks and stunts for Instagram and the Vine, and I ain't going to do it. Like, I am going to be over here and be a mama somewhere. I don't have time for y'all's ridiculous shenanigans.
Does she have an Instagram account?
I have no idea.
Probably.
She might. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
But I feel
she
like
just
she's
doesn't
probably
act
like,
out like them other ones do.
She's probably like taking pictures of like toys on the ground and shit. Like, oh, gotta clean this shit.
Right. Like,
that's probably
these kids. Damn.
That's good.
Right.
Good.
I'm not mad at Courtney at all. I just the rest of their family is just like, my God, it's always something with them. Go away.
Bruce looking like Queen Beryl.
You ain't shit.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Whatever. Fuck them.
Yes. The whole family can go away. Bye, all of y'all.
Just please just go and live your happy Parisian life.
Yes. But I'm not mad. Just go.
Do you know how many people in Paris are probably going to be like, bitch, don't send them over here.
Right. I know the Parisians are like, no, you don't. Mm-mm, no.
You keep him.
It's already tourist season over there.
You keep him.
We don't need no. No, actually, you Americans can keep your own garbage. We don't need. We
like,
have enough problems.
You bred them
over here.
And you raise. We don't want them.
Woo.
That's all we have time for. What? We're done.
Okay.
So, everyone, do not forget, as always, we are sponsored by Hulu Plus. And you can go over to HuluPlus.com/3 and get a free extended trial of the service and access to tons and tons of really cool video and content, including dun-da-da-da, Salem Moon.
So excited. So hyped for this.
Ooh, Salem Moon. Yes, Sailor Moon is now on Hulu. Viz Media picked them up, so you can go and check out Sailor Moon every Monday. They're going to be releasing new episodes, as well as if you're an anime fan like me, I just got into Attack on Titan, which is really cool, and it's also on Hulu in Japanese, I think. So check them out.
Yes, make sure you guys head on over. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you guys up with a free 2-week trial, so go on over and check out great shows like Sailor Moon, also Grey's Anatomy, New Girl, Glee, Community, Modern Family, and of course you can watch on many, many different devices, like obviously your laptop. You can use an Apple TV and watch from your computer to your TV. You can use your Wii U like I do to stream Hulu. There's lots of different ways. So again, HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go on over and check it out. We know you will find something that you love.
Solange should be on Attack on Titan.
Okay.
She should be like in the garrison. Or no, like the ones who go out and actually find the beasts and kill them.
HuluPlus.com/TheRead. And let's get back to the show.
Okay.
All right, so it's time for the listener letter portion of our show. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and it just might be read aloud on the show. And we're going to start this week with a question from Kevin, who was watching us on Watch What Happens Live, and Dr. Heavenly was making some remarks about being submissive to her husband and things of that nature. And so Kevin said, Kivior and Crystal.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, people were just like, you got to go back down south with all that. But Kevin said, do you two believe that there has to be a submissive partner in a relationship in order for the relationship to work? So, Kifuri, what do you think?
Do you believe what?
Do you believe that
there needs to be a submissive
role? Do you two believe that there has to be a submissive partner in a relationship in order for the relationship to work?
I think that in order for a relationship to work, that you need to submit to one another.
You know what? I think that's a very good point.
I think that, like in the traditional heterosexual relationship, a woman may submit to a man in different ways than a man would submit to his wife or girlfriend or what have you. But I don't think that there needs to be like this. Like a lot of the stuff that she was saying, and I understand what she was trying to say, because she's one of those women who has that mindset of, my man brings home the bacon and takes care of the household and all of these kids and whatnot, and I have my little thing that I do, but if my daddy wants his feet we'll get to that.
We'll get to it.
But she's just kind of like, you know what, I take care of my man, I cater to him, and I make whatever, and that's fine. If it works for them, fine. I don't, you know, but it's rough to hear it. Especially when it's like, oh, so if your man wanted you to lick his sack every day, it was just like, if you just
wanted you to
fresh.
Get on your knees and lick his asshole every time he demanded it, would you do it? She's just like, yeah, whatever keeps him happy.
And she said she wouldn't say yes, sir, to him.
Right.
But she would say yes, daddy. Which is like, girl, that's far from better.
Did she feel like that was
kind of worse?
Like less creepy? Because it isn't. It's just not to say, like, you can obviously do whatever you want to do, but it was just like she felt like maybe yes, daddy was not as crazy as yes, sir.
She's just talking about like in the bedroom, because it has like a different kind of.
Oh, did she mean sexually? Like,
I don't know, maybe.
Perhaps.
They were talking about a lot of ass hooks and all kinds of crazy shit on that damn show.
See,
I wasn't ready for that.
I wasn't either. They be having some crazy fucked up games on Bravo. And is this a medical instrument or a sex toy? What is
it? He said one of them was so gross he wouldn't even say what it was called.
Right. Like, it must have been really bad if they couldn't say on Bravo, because they say dick on Bravo, so it had to have been terrible.
<That's>
it had to have been wretched.
I don't want to know what that was.
My best friend is a doctor, and she said that like when she saw my face when they brought out that ass hook, she was just like, girl, you were not ready.
That was a legit reaction. I didn't know.
Because it looked like a fishing hook. And so
exactly.
Then my question is,
what do you do with that?
Because I know it doesn't go in your ass.
I don't want to talk about
are
it.
Are y'all
anymore.
Putting hooks in your asses?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Like, are you hung up by the hook? I don't, it just feels like you're going to puncture something that you really
so
need
gross.
To remain
no more.
Intact.
I can't do this.
Anyway,
okay, moving forward.
I don't know that I think you need somebody to be submissive. I think more than submission, you need to have a level of respect for one another, for each other's personhood and their opinions. And
if you're making a nigga sandwiches, 300 sandwiches.
Don't do this.
Until he proposes to you, that nigga better be sucking your clit 300 times.
Come on.
As well. Per sandwich, a clit suck.
But
that's how I feel. Because excuse you,
Well, I feel like clit sucks are automatic. They're non-negotiable.
We're not
switching them for sandwiches.
That's why so many people are so mad at that girl who was talking about how she made a blog about how she was going to create 300 sandwiches for her boyfriend until he proposed. And so at first, a lot of people were like, that is so backwards and you're setting feminism back to like... And I totally got it because I was like, bitch, you really going to make this nigga a sandwich every day so that he can get it? Like, what?
Not even just like turkey and American cheese on white bread or whatever, too. Like fucking gourmet white people Williamsburg sandwiches. Yes.
Sandwiches.
Fucking gentrification sandwiches is what that bitch was making.
Like,
and he just proposed to her the other day.
With kale and avocado and caviar and shit on it. Like, delicious sandwiches. Like, that bitch could have made me one sandwich and I'd have proposed to her.
I guess it worked because he proposed and so.
But she says he's a chef and he does most of the cooking in the house anyway. And, you know, he would have married her anyway. And it was just something fun, like, to do for, like, a niche blog or whatever. Which, okay. You know, whatever. But all I'm saying is, I think that both parties in a relationship should be submissive. Maybe one more than the other. But I think that it takes two to tango, sweetheart.
As long as you don't feel like you're giving and giving and giving and not getting anything in return. Anything. Because it's usually where girls end up is where you just spending all your tax refund check on getting Jordans and video games for these niggas. And in turn, all they do is get you pregnant and then leave your ass alone. So I just don't want y'all to be out here feeling like you submitting to a nigga who ain't worth submitting to. That's all. Okay. So let's move on. Our next question comes from D. And D says, during some downtime at work, my coworkers and I were hanging out. One of my Latina friends was asking around for people to braid her hair into a ponytail. I made a joke and said, hey, black girl here, nobody's going to ask me. Everybody laughed. And my coworker said, oh, I didn't want to be racist. Everyone knows that I'm helping my best friend grow her hair out, so hair questions don't bother me. I told her, you'd be racist if you said braiding hair and frying chicken was all I'm good for as a black girl, and we all laughed. Everything was cool till my white coworker said, you know what else black people are good at?
I was really hoping that this question was going to be about hair. Damn it.
Till my white coworker said, you know what else black people are good at? Picking cotton.
What? It wasn't even funny. It was just racist.
It got so quiet and I felt the fires of hell rise up in my soul and it took all I had not to punch her teeth all the way through the back of her flaky ass scalp.
Damn.
I told her that what she said was super offensive and she went on to say, I'm not ashamed to say that I'm racist and laugh. She said this shit twice like she gets cool points for being a shitty person. Don't get me wrong, I hate people too, but I judge people by the color of their teeth, love of Beyonce, and if they buy me books, not by their skin color. I explained to her why this wasn't okay, and I tried to be as calm as possible while getting far away from her, but then her white guilt kicked in, and she apologized. I turned around to get back to work, and she proceeded to firmly lodge herself up my ass and follow me around for the rest of my shift, asking if I was okay and trying to make jokes with me. She then hugged me against my will and insisted that she would make me a card that says, sorry, I was racist. I'm still furious about this shit. Am I crazy, or was I being overly sensitive? Jesus Christ. Why did you not go directly?
There's always that one
nigga,
white person that you give an inch and they take 3 miles.
Bruh.
Like, girl.
Can you imagine? Like.
I don't know how I would react to that.
I feel like I would cuss her. I wish these things would happen to me. They don't. Like, because I'm prepared to handle this.
Don't request that they
happen. I mean, I don't, obviously, I love my job and I don't want anybody to say anything crazy to me there. But if this happened to me, I feel like I would be well equipped to handle the situation.
Why would you even make a joke like that at work?
You know what else black people are good at? Picking cotton? Like,
it wasn't even funny.
It wasn't.
Like, she could have been. She could have, like, teetered on the line there. And yeah. if she had, because listen, I can admit when I'm offended, but I can also admit when something is funny. Mm-hmm. I was watching Louis C.K., he did this stand-up set about the word faggot.
Oh, did he?
And I was offended, but then there was a part of it that I laughed for like 5 minutes straight because it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, even if I would have been, but that was just like picking cotton, like you was just trying to say something to be part right. of the conversation. Like what?
Like if she said something about fried chicken and then a white person came along and was like, oh, speaking of chicken, two-piece Tuesdays, you in with me or something, then I would have been cool with that.
Right.
Even like, though you're playing up a racial stereotype, you're still, it's like, it's lighthearted. It's not a big deal.
Just don't bother.
And
like,
it's something
don't
that
bother.
We're cool with, but... And especially in a workplace, you just need to be real careful about racial remarks in general. I would have cussed that bitch smooth the fuck out and then gone directly to HR because your job would have been mine. I would have had your ass fired that day. Bitch, I'll be damned.
I don't know if I would have.
Picking cotton? Picking fucking cocking? Cocking. Look at me. I can't even talk.
Cock in indeed. I saw the opportunity and I went
for cotton, it. Though, bitch. No, I'm sorry. Your ass has got to get out. That's some Donald Sterling shit. You got to get out of my workplace with that. I cannot. And I said I'm not ashamed to be a racist.
Was
bitch,
that a joke, too?
You can't work around me. She would have had to go. I'm sorry. Even if you don't feel like you would have taken her job, I don't. You, I
so
girl,
she just wasn't joking.
I just would have read. She said that she, like, apparently this girl was like, I'm not ashamed to be racist. And then when she realized that the writer was actually pissed and she apologized and like, you know how when people know they piss you off and they want to be all up your ass for a while to see if you feel better. She did that bullshit.
This is how petty I am. Typically, if I know I piss somebody off, I'll still just, well, girl, if you want to talk to me, you know my number. Something like that.
Right.
Like,
Or you could do something petty in return and like take a bunch of cotton balls and glue them to her keyboard.
All right. Okay.
All over
That's
her
enough.
Computer
Let's
screen and shit.
Let's not damage
Be
work
like,
property.
Since we're so good at cotton, like just put cotton everywhere.
Terrible Beat, suggestion.
Put cotton in her coffee.
Absolutely aren't.
No,
Absolutely
this is a great
not.
Idea. What?
Don't ever do that.
The bitch said picking cotton. I'm sorry. There's no, you can't go too far.
This is one of those things where a white person just got a little too comfortable
yep.
with racism or the topic of racism. I think you should totally just let it go and I would never interact with the bitch again. Just be like, okay, girl, it's fine. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then we're good.
Like, you said it. Okay. So now I know I don't fuck with you.
And
so
we're
just
done.
Get out of my face. Right. I can't even imagine somebody, like a white person at work saying this shit to me. I would just be like, I just can't even. I just feel like people should have more sense than that, especially in the workplace. But, good luck. You're definitely not being overly sensitive about that. She was being an insane motherfucker. So let's move on and do one more. Our last question comes from, Ooh, this is a fuckboy, and I just don't think I can
today.
Oh,
so many.
I just don't think I can. I don't think I can do it. Do you want to do fuckboys
no
or
room,
gay
no
shit?
No room. Gay shit.
Okay.
Because I'm going to D.C. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? For homosexual shenanigans?
It's my first, like, my first time. Going to, like, a gay male pride, like,
Oh,
on
you're
purpose.
Going to Pride?
I mean, isn't that what's... Cause
I
it's
had
Memorial
no idea
weekend.
Pride was this weekend.
I think they'll do like a DC Pride this week.
Oh.
I'm going with Dustin.
Okay.
Dustin's
oh,
like.
Oh, Jesus. You and Dustin, man. That's going to be some shit. Tearing
I just
up
look
the city.
Forward to drinking a lot of liquor and.
Making some bad decisions.
No, making all of the right. In fact, maybe I shouldn't drink anything.
Maybe you shouldn't. Because I already know that. I mean, you didn't set it on the show now, so all the DC boys going to be looking for you in the clubs and.
Girl,
it's gonna
please.
Be. Oh, don't do this. Don't,
anyway.
Don't do your fake Kid Fury doesn't get chose bullshit right now.
Bitch,
don't
first
have
of all, what we
it.
Won't do is
no,
try and flip the script.
Right.
We're not going to do
we
that on this
that.
Wednesday
nope.
evening.
We sure
we won't.
Not.
Because you're the
accurate.
One.
We
you
won't.
Are the one.
Sweetie,
you are the
I won't
one.
Be arguing with you about this.
Thanks.
So
Thanks.
The next question comes from Shauna.
Chosen Chica.
I'm not having this argument with you again.
Yeah, whatever.
Dear Kid Fury and Crystal, I'm 24 and I came out to my friends and siblings about 5 years ago. However, I feel like I still have not come to terms with my sexuality. Even though I'm no longer religious, I grew up going to church four or five times a week and it's burned into my psyche that being gay is wrong and the thought of coming out to my parents horrifies me. Even being around some gay people makes me uncomfortable because I feel like there's a certain expectation of how I'm supposed to look or act, but I don't necessarily fit that mold.
How old?
She's 24.
Okay.
I think it's so strange to feel insecure about my sexuality. When I came out, I thought I would feel more relief, but as it turns out, I don't really fit in with gays either. Did either of you feel any of this type of insecurity when you came out?
Yeah.
And I hate to use labels, but Crystal, as a femme, do you find that other lesbians are quick to dismiss your sexuality because of your appearance? Do you find it irritating or do you just not give a fuck?
Well, Crystal's not really a lesbian.
Yeah. So the thing about it is that I... have been exclusively lesbian since I was like 16. But I just am not really like, I'm just about it. I'm not attracted to men. I'm just not, it's kind of whatever. I don't really have a sexuality. It's just kind of, I just do whatever I want.
You are a smooth bulldagger. Is that like a slur?
Yeah, it is, but it's fine because we say those things to each other. We say things to each other when we're not in the studio that we would never say on tape. Because they're just so offensive. But yes, I think as a femme lesbian, there are a lot of people who feel like, you know, you're not as gay as maybe studs or whatever, because studs are, you know, studly and we're not. That's a common attitude. But I haven't.
Aren't studs and femmes like peanut butter and jelly?
Yes. I mean, we go so well together and I love and appreciate studs. So from the gay community, whatever that is, I know what you mean by that. Like, but from them, I never really felt like anybody dismissed my sexuality or acted like I wasn't really a lesbian. Normally when girls find out I'm gay, they get excited about it. They're not like,
I found out
you're not gay because you got, you know, hair.
I get excited every time I find out that someone's a lesbian.
Yeah. What about when you find out somebody's a bottom, though? You get judgy. You'd be like, okay, ain't nobody got time.
What?
Don't do this. You know how rude you are.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? I am not rude to bottoms. Excuse you?
So,
first of all, I am a champion for bottoms. Let me tell you something. I am constantly spreading awareness that it is hard out here for someone who decides that that is the way.
Yes.
That they're going to get down.
Bottom awareness.
Sexually.
Yes.
But it is a lot of time. It is stressful. It is strenuous. It is a fucking waste of time. A lot of time. It is just
a lot of hungry hours, I'm sure.
Stark starvation.
Yes, I know.
Bottoms memoir. I'm rude to people that I don't fucking like.
Right, and they just happen to be bottoms about 99.9% of the time.
Or tops.
I can't think of a top that you've been rude to.
First of all, I'd assume that any guy who likes guys that is around me these days is a bottom, whether it's subconscious or not. Okay. It's only a matter of time before that figgy pudding.
Don't do this.
Before that figgy pudding is getting touched. So.
Woo. Okay.
I'm just saying. Like, I don't even be Merry looking Christmas. At people like roles. I look at people like, you're annoying. And that's why I don't like
okay.
you.
Well,
but there are
all right.
many bottoms that I love.
So, did you feel insecurity when you first came out? Like, you didn't really fit in with gay people?
I feel insecurity today. Everybody's fucking insecure. Are you kidding? It's just about, like, you can't, like, saying that you're around gay people and you feel like there's a certain way that you're supposed to speak or act or think or whatever. Fuck that. Be you. And if you feel like you don't really mesh well with other gay people, maybe that shit was plenty of gay people who have nothing but straight friends or what, like, just do what makes you happy. Don't break the law. Try not to break the law. Don't hurt anyone. And just be your fucking self. Don't think that you have to live up to expectations or whatever because people are going to judge you or think this of you or whatever, because people are going to do this shit anyway. You could be perfect. You could fucking cure cancer tomorrow. You could fucking turn water to wine. And people are going to be like, you ain't shit. I hate you. What? Just for whatever fucking various reasons. Do whatever you want to, sweetheart. Be yourself.
Yes.
And don't hide that pussy.
Wise words. Yes. I'm going to go ahead and end on that extremely positive note. Make sure you send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com.
Why is this show allowed to happen?
Divide that pussy and we'll be back.
So listen, everyone, help the read stay free by completing a very short and anonymous survey. It's very short. It'll take no more than 5 minutes, and it's going to basically help us bring advertisements to you that you would actually like to hear. You know, maybe movies and books and things isn't your thing. There's something wrong with you. But maybe there's other things that you're interested in. So check it out. And if all the listeners who complete the survey will get entered into an ongoing monthly raffle to win $100 Amazon gift card. And if you're anything like me, that's going to go on my
already way. Thinking of what I could spend on Amazon with that $100.
I can tell you right now.
Oh, no. I have a wish list. So okay. It's nothing. If you guys enjoy the show and you want to help us out, again, please. please head on over and fill out this short survey. We promise we're not going to share or sell your email address. We don't get down like that. And we're not going to email you unless you win that gift card. So don't worry about that either. Go to www.podsurvey.com/read. That's www.podsurvey.com/read to take our survey and get a chance to win that $100 Amazon gift card. We're going to have that on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and our website. This is thereed.com. So in case you missed it, you will see it. It's podsurvey.com/read. Head on over, enter to win, and help us out.
Yeah, just check it out. Really simple, absolutely free. It's just going to help broaden our advertising horizons.
Okay, guys, let's get back to the show.
Okay.
All right, so it's time to do the reads, and I'm going to pass my read this week.
Pass the read like we used to.
All right, I am. And this comes from DB, who says, this read is courtesy of all black women in America and beyond.
All right.
Amen.
That's it.
I feel comfortable speaking for all of us when I say that we are so tired of random ass men asking us to smile when they see us on the street. Sir, who the fuck are you exactly and why would I smile at you? Does it make you feel more comfortable to see me smile? Maybe it makes me seem more approachable or assures you that I'm willing to give you the time of day, but that's where you're wrong at. I still have no fucks to give you about you or your feelings. Have you ever stopped to think that maybe I'm not smiling because I'm not happy or because I have something on my mind? Or here's a novel idea, nigga. Maybe it's because I don't fucking know you. We are tired of having to please these fuckboys and all their many demands. If you're too friendly, you a thought. If you're not friendly enough, you a bitch. We're too skinny or too fat or too much ass or not enough. All of it is ridiculous, and I'm not living my life to please a man. So when you see me at the gas pump and I don't smile at your ass, please just assume I'm a human being who's capable of controlling her own damn facial muscles. Thanks for letting me vent, and I love you guys.
I love when a woman says that I do not live to please a man.
Me too.
Because it's so true.
And it's just, it's like that's supposed to be our default. Like we just, like women are supposed to be focused on making their man or their partner happy.
Or
and that's supposed to
one.
Be. Right. Like, or I could just be a happy, independent, strong woman. And if I find somebody who compliments that, then great. But finding a partner does not have to be your top priority or like all that you care about in life. And I, nigga, please. This, like, now, this is one of those things. When I lived in the South, I didn't really see the big deal. Like,
yes, the South.
Because people would say all the time, baby girl, why you not smiling or whatever? And it just seemed to be like...
But that's because people are so used to smiles in the South.
No. I mean, sometimes it was like people being genuine, but a lot of time it's just men wanting you to be more attractive for them. And to that I say, kiss my ass. I don't
I
really
it
give
was
a damn.
Just always like, I thought it was like a really weak flirt technique.
It just makes no sense because if you... Asking a stranger to smile is just like, but bitch, people smile when they're happy.
Right.
Maybe I'm just, not happy. Like, you don't know what just happened. Maybe my dog
just
died.
Thumping melons in
right,
the grocery
like,
store.
Like,
bitch, I don't even know you.
What you mean smile? Nigga, I'm over here trying to weigh grapes and shit, trying to figure out why blueberries is $5 for 8 ounces. And you over here talking about smile? No. There's an amazing artist who I think lives in Philadelphia now, but she's from Oklahoma too. Her name, I'm about to completely butcher this. I'm so sorry. Her name is Tatiana Faslalizadeh, I think. I know I just fucked that up. But she is an amazing artist, and she started this whole Stop Telling Women to Smile campaign, and she has all these different posters and artwork and shit, and it's actually extremely dope. So Google that if you can. You can see there's one of like a masculine woman, like a stud, and the caption says, my masculinity is not a threat to yours, or something like that. Like the artwork is dope. Yes, it's actually really good. So Google her and check that out. But thank you, DB, for sending that in. That is one of my pet peeves. I cannot stand when men talk to me, period, but especially when no, because it's just annoying. Do you know what I have to do to get men to leave me alone? In this city of over 9 million, you would think it would be easy to be ignored, but it isn't. Like, even just going outside, you walking down the street on my way to work, it's like 9:15 on a beautiful crisp morning, and some nigga missing a tooth wants to come up to me on the corner and say, so my brother thinks you cute, can he holler at you? First of all, are we in middle school? Why are you coming over here to talk to me about your brother? Secondly, nigga, go away. Third, nigga, go away. You see me dressed in work clothes with my headphones on. Like, I have a specific beat to myself. I'm going down. I'm walking with a purpose because I have a job to go to. You niggas clearly don't. Y'all up here hugging the block at first thing in the morning outside the pawn shop or the liquor store, whatever the fuck else. That's fine. Do what you do. But there's no way you looked at me and thought that I was on your level. There's no way. These niggas will holler at anybody who will turn around and speak back. Like, they don't actually have standards.
You ain't even got to turn
they
around.
Don't give a damn. You ain't got to be cute, skinny, none of that shit. You ain't got to be smart, none of it. All you got to do is respond to them when they try to talk to you.
And if you don't, you won't be cute, skinny,
oh no, all
smart.
Of a sudden, okay, bitch, so you were just all uppity bitch or whatever the fuck else. It's just like, can I just not be fucked with?
I'm not uppity. I just have a job. I have some place to be.
I have things to do today. I'm sorry that I don't have time to talk to you about your brother.
Your braids are linty. You smell like Steel Reserve.
So I didn't even stop walking. You can't stop walking. But I kept walking. I was like, no thanks, not interested. And he was like, I mean, I'm not even trying to talk to you. I'm trying to ask if you got a friend. And I said, well, most of my friends are gay men. Most of my friends are gay men. He said, oh, well, that's not what I'm looking for. So let me exit out of this conversation now. I said, yes, you go ahead and do that. If that's what it takes, if I have to use my gay friends to get niggas to leave.
Let
alone.
Me know that immediately.
We wasn't going. First of all, homophobia aside, random niggas hollering on the street. How does that ever work out? Like, when does this work? When does some woman turn around and say, "Oh my God, you know what? I'm so glad you sexually harassed me while I was on my way to run an errand. Thank you. I was feeling neglected." Like, who is ever hype about this bullshit? Nobody. Just shut the fuck up. It's so many people in this city. Go bother somebody else. Just don't talk to me.
I'll teach you how to be not bothered.
Oh, really? You gonna?
That was grammatically fucked up.
No, it's fine. I just, are you showing me the
Squidward?
Yeah,
it's actually kind of part of my read.
Oh yeah, what is yours about?
Well, I kind of have two because they're kind of short. Oh, but Lord. First, I just want to say that a lot of people don't approach me, or they do. I'm talking about in general, like to speak. Or they do and they'll be like, you didn't really seem like you want to talk to me. I don't really want to bother you. And it's because I always look like, you know.
You actually like. Don't, though. Like, you don't be wanting to be bothered. So
I mean, it's
that
sexual.
Perception is correct.
But people think that I'm like, some people think that I think like very highly of myself, or I think that I'm better than people because I don't. It's because I'm quiet. Like, if I'm in a room of people and I don't really know anyone or shit, if I just don't feel like fucking saying anything, then I'm quiet. I've always been introverted. Mm-hmm. So even when I might be out with people, I'm all up in my head. So just because I'm quiet or on my phone or maybe have a, you know, poor look, disposition, whatever.
Grumpy.
Doesn't mean that I think I'm the shit, because I'll be the first one to tell you that I have nothing, know nothing, am nothing. So, you know, I just try my fucking best. So don't try and give me no damn grief about what I think or how I am or I'm rude because I'm quiet. I would be rude if I were to open my mouth and say something stink to you, which I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But don't mistake my silence for vanity.
Right. It's not uppity. It's just a lack
of wanting
to.
I'm just used to being quiet and enjoying quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, all these people who feel like there's something wrong with silence. Like, they have to constantly fill silence up with some sort of noise. No, bitch. You can shut the fuck up. You can just be quiet. Just be quiet. Your life will not zoom by, I promise. It will go slower. It's freeing. The other one is, I was walking down the street the other day with Asante, and Asante was wearing his gay okay shirt.
Oh.
And we were going to the club, and some nigga in a car whipped around the corner and said out of his driver window something like, "Oh, my dude, that shit is never okay, bruh." And we were just walking to like the bank or something to go get money to go to the club. And we were like, "What?" Like, because we didn't even know what he was talking about at first.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sped off. No, actually, he sat there for a while, mind you, in front of El Morocco.
Okay. So,
if you're not from New York or from this area, Morocco, it's
so
a
you
huge
was
gay club
looking for Miss New Booty.
Fly Young Red performed "Throw That Boy Pussy" live.
Is
just to
that
give you
where y'all went.
No, we didn't go there that night.
Oh,
we were there when it happened, though.
Wow, I was about to judge the fuck out of you, and then I wasn't, and now I am again.
Well, you know,
"Throw That Boy Pussy." Really, is it on your phone?
It's really hell no. I didn't record it.
Okay.
You know what? I appreciate that young man. He is standing up in his love for Boy Gyna. And that's his business.
Like,
you do what
you
want.
I just wish he was better at lyrics, because the song is...
It's not terrible. It's just a very awful song.
No, it's bad. Like, yeah, it's really bad.
Anyway, so we were walking down the street and he said that, and it took us like a minute to even figure out. So I was like, oh, he's talking about the shirt. And we laughed and we kept walking. So it's like, I just want to remind a lot of you homophobic men who go out of your way to say homophobic things to homosexual people. We don't care. We've heard it all before. Me and my niggas out here hustling. We're getting to it. So whip it real hard around the corner and go stand outside of that motherfucking club and wait for the right queen to come outside and sneak off to whatever fucking park to blow you before you go home to your fucking girlfriends or wives. Do you?
Well, damn.
DL video coming later this year.
Mm-hmm. Or next year.
Or never.
Oh, good and damn well. Coming never. Because we know how your black ass is.
Anyway, girl, all the hum, like, I don't even get over yourself. Like, for you to roll down your window, who, we're not even talking about nothing gay. We're not, this lady's wearing a plain black shirt with white lettering and some, like, jeans and sneakers. And we're just going to the fucking bank and the shirt says gay. Man, this is never okay. Who the fuck asked you? Right. You know what's not okay? Your tape. You need to go to the barber and get that shit figured out. That's what's not okay. You need to be more concerned about your hairline, Vegeta, than what's going on over here. We have heard it all before. So before you now, if you really just don't agree with homosexuality and that's just your outlook or whatever, fine. Mm-hmm. But when you are coming out of a bag, when you're trying to come out of a bag to a gay person, when no, we are literally going to withdraw money.
Like,
we're literally going to the bank.
You act like we're having an ass parade out here.
Like
it's just fellatio and anal sex just all over the sidewalk.
Just
like,
a record-breaking daisy chain. It's not what going this is. Right down. No one gives a fuck how you feel about it. So
and
shut
nobody
your ass
cares
up.
If you don't agree. Let me tell you something. Just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean that it should be illegal or outlawed or people should feel ashamed for it. Fuck your non-agreeance. You don't agree just means that's your opinion. You don't like something. Nobody else has to give a fuck about your opinion.
I don't agree that Skrillex songs are music, but...
I don't agree that bananas and mangoes should be the fruit that are the worst for you because they're my favorite. I feel like those are the fruit that God spent the most time on.
They're
his best fruits.
Excuse me?
And yet they're the worst. Oh, yeah. Bananas and mangoes, like, even though they have things that are good for you, they're, like, full of sugar and you're supposed to really limit.
What about pineapples?
Do you have any? I don't know. Do you know how many bananas I was eating in one day, though? Somebody had to tell me, like, girls with PCOS, like, it's bad for women with PCOS, which is what I have. And they were like, you actually are not supposed to fuck up bananas like that. I was eating, like, 5 or 6 bananas a day. It was actually a problem because they're only 69 cents a pound. Like, so why wouldn't you? But yes, God's best work. You're not even supposed to have that much of it. That, yeah, I feel like that's wrong. I feel like that should not be the case.
Mango trees I have climbed in my life.
Bitch, when the summer comes, all I want is mango. Like, mango everything.
Big fat Jamaican family and our 17 mangoes in the backyard. Mango trees in the backyard? No, girl.
What? Are you trying to tell me I can't have mango ices every day this summer? What do you mean, sugar? What? I thought this was fruit.
Like, mango season comes in. And there's a trade that begins. Like, there are different kinds of mangoes that people will bring together and celebrate mango together.
I know. Yes. Mango is that good. Are you supposed to? Yes. This is like, how is this fair? How is it you can eat unlimited celery and broccoli and shit?
So the point is, life ain't fair. Yes. It's some shit that you just ain't going to agree with, and it's going to stay. One of those things are... That doesn't make... Hold on. Let me say that again. One of those things is homosexuality.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, bite a damn brick, bitch. And chew dry rice. That's what you do.
Woo. 2 snaps for correct subject-verb agreements.
Don't tell me. What's not okay?
That's not okay. Nigga, maybe you sitting in front of El Morocco trolling for new ass ain't
okay. Maybe it's not okay that your fucking gas tank on E and you waiting for one of these queens to come out here and fill it. And then you gonna feel them telling me that gay ain't okay.
You know, for whatever reason, it works out that way so often that the most homophobic are the ones who are just grabbing their ankles behind closed doors.
You're coming down south on Broadway and you just happen to be busting a U-turn right here where Amarako is.
Okay, girl.
And you waiting for us to get out of sight so that your ass can... Okay.
Okay.
It's not okay. You're just not going to be having a great night, is it?
I see what you're doing, sis.
Punk ass bitches. Anyway. All
right.
So that's three.
It is. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read and check out our website, thisistheread.com, where you can see all of our upcoming events and appearances. I think we have the video from the Bravo experience up. For those of you who haven't seen it, you can head to our website and see that. And all kinds of other things. Of course, every single show is on the website.
This is true. We got shows coming up in Detroit, Chicago, and Los Angeles.
Yes, Chicago's sold out, but keep your eyes open and follow us on Twitter because we will be doing a contest giveaway, giving away two VIP tickets to that show. So.
I think we're going to be giving away tickets to all the shows.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we are, but...
But, I mean, think, just because Chicago is sold out.
Yeah, Chicago is sold out, so don't trip out if you don't have...
You might win some.
Yeah, you might. And...
If you want tickets to the Detroit or LA show, you can go to the Read Detroit or the Read LA.com and go grab some, and yes, we will see you when we get there.
That's all very true. Anything else?
Twitter.com/KidFury1R. Twitter.com/Crystals with an S.
Yes, I'm steady. I don't understand why Twitter won't let me have the Crystal name. The girl who has it hasn't even tweeted in over a year.
She hates you.
If any of you work for Twitter, can you just make that happen? I don't. It's just not right. Like, I want to update my business card so bad. So. And I think that's it for me. What about you, Kid Fury?
I'm going to go watch anime.
I've got a flight first thing in the morning.
Oh, yay. Your little brother is graduating.
I'm going home to Oklahoma because my baby brother is graduating from high school, the same high school that I went to and my other brother went to. And our mom and all of our aunts and uncles went. So this high school is just very much in the family. And I'm very excited to see him graduate. And
you're going
to
cry?
Probably. Because it's like my baby brother. I was 14 when he was born. So I've literally watched him grow up. And so it's just like, oh, tear. My baby
brother. Bring me back some barbecue, please.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait for my uncle to get on the grill. Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm going to have real fucking barbecue and peach knee-high and bluebell, and it's gonna be amazing.
I'm not playing with you.
And Head Country, which is the best barbecue. Oh my God, it, barbecue sauce is so good. My cousin Brittany actually sent me a bottle of it.
Told us this.
Well, that's how goddamn good Head Country is. Okay. And it is still sitting at work in a drawer, and I pull it out on special occasions, and I have my Head Country barbecue sauce. So
with all that delicious food,
Lord, and all my Louisiana family is coming up. My whole Louisiana side is coming. So
listen,
it's going to be a party.
I'm super happy for you. Bring me back, not anyway.
Food, yes. Have fun in DC at Pride and make prideful decisions.
I am very full of pride, and I am simply going down there to see.
I'm not judging. If you have fun, just text me about it.
Bitch, please.
All right.
In DC.
Listen, be safe, all of you, this weekend, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. So if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health, or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.